Here at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Hendricks College head women's basketball coach Emily Cummings. The Warriors fall today 65-46 in the opening SCAC Women's quarterfinal game to Center College. And coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on how the game played out this afternoon.
I mean, our game plan, you know, was the same as when we first played them. We knew that we had to stop their transition. They're a very good team in transition, and they got some pretty dangerous weapons, you know, if Maggie Pruitt gets in there in the paint. Today she had all kinds of guns set up on the perimeter, and they were hitting, and it was just kind of bringing us a little bit down and down and down. And, you know, as the game played on, you know, we did a good job in the first half again of kind of hanging with them. But at the same time, you know, our offense was sparked by our defense and getting those stops, and that's when we were scoring, and our team just, we didn't realize that. And, you know, when we're not getting those stops, it's going to be hard to go down to the other end and have any bit of fire, and it's going to be hard to realize that in the moment of play and go back and sit down even harder. So, I mean, as the game went on, it just kind of unfolded and told its own story.
Coach, you mentioned those defensive stops, and Center came out really strong at the first opening minutes of the game, but you guys were able to settle in, and you went on a nice 15-5 run to actually take an 18-17 lead there, a little over halfway in that first half, but just didn't quite close out that first half the way you wanted to. How were you able to make that run, and then what happened there at the end of the half that sort of slowed things down and didn't allow you to sort of hang in there in the end of that first half?
And honestly, like I said, that 15-5 run for us was when we sat down and we got stops, and that fired us up, and we came down, and we just played offense. When we're not getting those stops and we come down, we just think and we become stagnant, and then our options aren't there because we're not moving. We're not, you know, we don't have any of that chemistry there. But, you know, on that run, we got stops, and then I think Center probably came back with a couple buckets, and we just sank. I mean, we didn't sit down even harder, and, you know, in their run, and that's what, I mean, Center's a good team, and they end teams' runs, and they come back with a fire, and, you know, we were just missing that today.
Coach, Center did a good job defensively on you guys again tonight. They were able to put pressure with a lot of length and active hands. Talk about what they were able to do defensively to maybe get you out of your rhythm a little bit offensively, especially with sort of that full court press they were put on after made baskets.
Again, that's been our Achilles all year long, is that press, whether it's an up, you know, man-to-man aggressive trapping, or it's a 2-2-1 to try to slow us down. It's something that we've spent a lot of time on, and, you know, Center, I mean, they didn't have to do anything different. I mean, he put a press on us, and it slows us down, and it messes with our heads, and no matter how much we work on it throughout the year, it's always been our Achilles, and, you know, it took us out of our offense. We were slowed down. They dropped back into that zone. Half the time, we didn't realize they were in a zone, and then we just tried to, you know, more or less put more on our individual shoulders than we could take, and, you know, it just didn't work out for us.
Coach, you have five seniors on this team that played their last game as a Hendricks College Warrior: Samantha Devlin, Anna Roan, Katie Ashley Polly, Avery Roller, and Aaron McKinney. Just talk about these five girls, what they've meant to you over your first 2 years here at Hendricks, what they've meant to this team, not only this year, but, you know, throughout their entire career as they finish up an outstanding career that they had tonight.
I mean, unfortunately, I only had them for 2 years. I wish I could have had them for all 4 years. As I just told them in the locker room right now, above all else, I love them. They've taught me a lot of things. I feel like I've taught them a lot of things as well. I told them that more of anything else throughout this season, that I had four of my seniors on the floor and were down at the end of the game, and they very well could have tucked their tails, but it meant a lot to me, and I think it meant a lot to our younger kids to have our seniors out there knowing, I mean, it was virtually impossible for us to come back at that point in time. But we sat down and we played even harder, and we never gave up, and we kept pushing and doing the things that we want to do. And whereas many teams could have folded and just thrown in the towel and said whatever, I mean, it shows me a lot of what they think, and they want to play hard for me. It set the tone for our younger kids, and it means so much to me that that I did have them. I wish I had them for 4 years. I only got them for two. And, you know, I think they've taught this team an awful lot.
Hendricks head women's basketball coach Emily Cummings. Again, the Warriors fall today 65-46 to Center in the first women's quarterfinal game today in the SCAC Women's Basketball Tournament in Birmingham, Alabama, closing out the year 7-19 on the year. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you.